taking the temperature of retail and eggs. From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. More on eggs in a sec. Retail sales first are one of those thermometer indicators. They let us know how consumers are doing. Well, we learned in the last hour that consumers pulled back on spending at the end of 2022. Retail sales fell 1.1% in December, with people facing higher interest rates and inflation. We spent less on vehicles and gasoline, also cut back on furniture. Meanwhile, prices at the wholesale level, also out this morning, actually fell last month by 0.5%. Susan Schmidt is head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board and joins us to talk these numbers through. Hi, Susan.
Good morning.
So consumers are the engine of this economy, and they pulled back in December. Is that necessarily a bad thing?
Well, I think investors are going to take this as a positive and say that this lower retail sales number is actually an indicator that the Fed's fight against inflation is working. Those higher prices are slowing down the economy, and that means that consumers are spending less. We need that to happen because the consumer's been surprisingly resilient as interest rates have crept upward, and that's added fuel to the economy.
So the other piece of data out this morning is that wholesale prices, the producer price index, fell by 0.5%. That's got to be good news from an inflation perspective.
We did see that follow through. Now, the producer price index isn't what the Fed focuses on. The Fed puts more emphasis on that consumer price index. But the producer price index, so goods and services that are going into manufacturing, that is something that does show trends of a softer number, which means that prices are starting to ease. This is going to give investors confidence that the next Fed increase in interest rates may perhaps be a smaller amount than expected.
All right. Susan Schmidt, head of public equity at the State of Wisconsin Investment Board. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Marketplace's Samantha Fields checked in with a couple of small business owners to see how the holiday season ended up for them and how they're feeling about the coming year.
Tiffany Griffin felt like business was a little slower around the holidays this year at her candle company, Bright Black. But when she sat down and did the numbers, she was surprised by how much.
We were down 27% in comparison to the year before.
Fewer people bought things, and she made less on each candle she did sell, because the cost of everything is up. Candle wax, shipping.
You have these huge, huge increases in really short amounts of time, and we actually have not increased prices.
Not yet, anyway, but she says she'll likely have to soon. Sucharita Kadali, a retail analyst at Forrester, says times like this, with high inflation, are often harder for small businesses.
The smaller you are, you're less likely to be able to set your own prices. So you're often setting the price that the market is setting.
That's the case for Jeffrey Blair. He co-owns the I See Me African American Children's Bookstore in St. Louis, Missouri.
Our competition is Amazon. And so we don't have that option to raise our prices. So we just have to be creative in what we do.
They've started a book subscription service, and they do author events, professional development, and book fairs at schools.
Around this time of year, going into Black History Month, we're actually getting a lot of phone calls now, especially now with the schools mostly being fully open.
Blair says it's the first time since the pandemic began that they're able to do book fairs again, and he's hopeful that that'll help boost their revenue this year. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
The auto industry has more or less dealt with its supply chain problems, its pandemic shortage of chips, but now it may have a new problem. Less demand from consumers. Marketplace's Lily Jamali has more.
Auto sales in 2022 were, in a word, abysmal, according to Jessica Caldwell, executive director of Insights at Edmunds.
Sales were quite low. They hadn't been that low in a very long time, mostly because of the inventory shortage that has been ongoing for quite some time.
Analysts say the supply picture looks better for the year ahead, with more vehicles available for people who want them. But will those customers show up? The answer to that depends on the economy, says Charlie Chesbro, senior economist at Cox Automotive.
We're already seeing a relatively weak new and used vehicle market, but if we did see a full-blown recession with rising job losses and higher interest rates, all of that would be a very big headwind for the vehicle market.
Policymakers have tried to tamp down inflation by raising those interest rates.
They've really had an impact for vehicle buyers, and it's starting to make affordability an even greater issue. Monthly payments are starting to rise.
That's also due to higher manufacturing costs, Chesbro says. 2023 looks likely to be a year of transition on many fronts for the industry. That includes the kinds of cars Americans buy. Cox Automotive is projecting that this year, for the first time, the number of electric vehicles sold in the U.S. will surpass 1 million. I'm Lily Dramali for Marketplace.
All around the world, the cost of a carton of eggs has been soaring. In the U.S., the price of eggs has more than doubled since the start of 2021. And the most recent Consumer Price Index for December showed that egg prices rose by more than 10% in just a month, even while general inflation has been slowing down. The BBC's Ruth Alexander has more on the hard times facing the egg business and the birds, too.
This is the sound of Amanda and Adana's chickens in their coop in Mpumalanga province, eastern South Africa. What's it like being a poultry farmer at the moment in South Africa?
It's the toughest thing ever, mainly because 80% of input costs for poultry farming is the feed that you give to your chickens. So because of how much feed has gone up, it has really affected us terribly.
A war between two of the world's biggest grain producers, Russia and Ukraine, has hit production and been a big factor in the price rises. About 18 months ago, Amanda was paying 330 rands, or about $20 US, for a 50-kilogram bag of feed. Now she pays 440 rand, $25. In other words, a quarter more.
And another thing that has gone up is gas, diesel and petrol.
It's a tough situation, but at least Amanda's birds haven't been hit by avian influenza or bird flu. Philip Crawley, managing director of Sunrise Poultry Farms in Leicestershire, England, isn't as fortunate. He was devastated when the business was hit by an outbreak in late 2021.
It's the most horrible, hateful disease I've ever seen in my life. Any bird that survives has to be euthanized because it's a risk.
So all your birds were culled?
Those that survived were culled, yes, they were.
The outbreak was a major blow for Philip, but there is some hope for the future. Professor Munir Iqbal, the head of the Avian Influenza Virus Group at the UK's Pirbright Institute, says that a vaccine is being developed which could both protect each bird and make them much less likely to pass the disease on to unvaccinated poultry.
For the laboratory trial, the vaccine works excellent. The next process is the commercial vaccine company will take up and then it will produce in large scale to supply to the field.
Do you expect that farmers would take up this vaccine en masse?
Absolutely, yes.
There may also be the possibility of genetically engineered chickens to become resistant to avian flu. And for farmers like Philip Crawley and Amanda Mdodana, these scientific advances can't come soon enough. I'm the BBC's Ruth Alexander for Marketplace.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.